wasn't bad. We, you know, we got the plays that we needed to run earlier against each other. And then we went into our run throughs where we went on air, and I thought the tempo was pretty good. Special teams units seemed to be on point, and so it was a productive day three.
Staying with the special teams, I know we talked a lot about Dean, and you referenced Noel McGalley yesterday, but the return game, obviously you brought in Kyron Moore to help, but tell me about 86 and what he was able to do in the preseason.
Yeah, I thought, you know, every time he touched a football, it seemed like he had an opportunity to break, you know, to break a play, and certainly gave us good field position, and, you know, minus a couple of snafus where his shoe came off and that type of thing, he did a pretty nice job returning the football.
Overall, would you characterize your special teams unit coverage and return – are they a bit younger than maybe expected?
Or? Well, you know, we drafted for that. I mean, we've drafted guys that we feel like we feel strongly can be involved in our special teams aspect. And so certainly the body types are a little bit younger than what we had last year. So it's going to be interesting to see how quickly they can get up to snuff.
Shifting to the secondary, you got a lot of young faces there, but specifically Darius Bratton. What do you see out of Darius, and what's he bringing out here with your who's working with the ones right now?
Yeah, well, he's got tremendous size, number one, and he's got tremendous athleticism. Certainly the inexperience is a concern until they get enough game time, but a great athlete. I mean, he's 11-foot broad guy, so, I mean, he's a guy that certainly – ticks all the boxes that we're looking for in man coverage.
You know, it's funny, at the end of the season, you look at stats and you go knockdowns, and they could say 12. He could have had his hands on 6. It could be the interceptions. And I know with Darius, he had, I think, 3 chances for interceptions, and he turned a knockdown. So what do you tell a DB when that happens?
Those win ball games. If instead of knocking them down, if you pick them, we call them mops, missed opportunities. I mean, you can't have too many mops. You got to actually score with the football and pick the football off or scoop the ball if it's a fumble. So we've got to make more plays when they present themselves. And we, in the game in Calgary, I mean, we had at least 3 opportunities there in the fourth quarter to win the game and didn't.
Yeah. Chris, you brought in a small army of receivers in free agency, yet throughout this camp, I mean, Manny Arsenault has been doing the same thing he's always done, just holding his own and doing what he does best. I mean, how do you explain this guy still having what it takes?
Well, I mean, he trains. I mean, he trains people at home when he's in Texas. I mean, he's a guy that he takes very seriously taking care of his body and making sure that he's doing everything that he's doing is for the good of his body, and understands that he's a pro and this is how he earns his living. And so if a lot of people would use that as an example, we'll be in good shape.
Was it always his job to lose sort of idea coming into this season?
Well, I mean, he knows what he's up against, and he knows that we're going to bring in, you know, great guys every year. And he certainly, with the work that he put in last year and the credibility that he earned from our coaching staff and what we think about him, I mean, he's in a good position. Now what we got to do is continue to work, keep him healthy, and let him go do his thing on game day.
For sure. Physicality is one thing, but the mental side, is it almost like having another coach in that locker room?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's a guy that, I mean, he's always doing the right things and always where he's supposed to be and always watching the extra film. So even if he doesn't say a word, he's leading by example.
His attitude, too, it seems he never gets phased. Never too high, never too low sort of guy.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's refreshing to be around. I mean, he's a consummate professional. And so, you know, in today's world where it's look at me, and, you know, I make a catch and everybody wants to bring the attention to me, you don't have that type of thing with a real pro.
I seem to remember the Manny Show. That was a long, long time ago.
Yeah, but he was never – that was just kind of something that I think that the club kind of over there created for him. He was never a guy that would want the attention just solely coming to him. He was more of a team guy.
I know we've talked about the depth of receivers. It's very impressive. And, you know, when you look at the cuts that were made and people say, well, did Trevor Beggie do anything wrong or Sammy Coates do anything wrong? It's, no. It's just the competition's that good.
Well, you know, we got a good core. There's no doubt about it. And they're better people than they are players. And I feel like they're great players. And so that's a good thing. You know, I mean, we've got guys that come to work every day. And you don't, you know, when you start kind of dreading coming to work and seeing folks, they're the wrong group, you know. So that group is really, you come in, you see a smile on their face, you see Swerve, he loves being at work and fun to be around. They enjoy being around each other, and they make the people around them better.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.